Well, here we are again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and this is the new version for the virus. And thank you to everyone who's been tuning into the show. More listeners, more viewership than ever before. My name, again, Jeffrey Davis of Mage. Our next guest, sorry for my itchy nose, is Bobby Garrett, IT Director at Gray, Gray, and Gray. Welcome, Bobby.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, Bobby, I would think that you're probably working in your team day and night right now. Everybody moving remote, security issues, how to set up companies to do that, financial transactions, how to keep things secure. I mean, that's just off the top of my head, but can you talk to us right, you know, about what's been going on?
Sure. It's definitely a challenging time for everyone. Not only the IT staff, but the users themselves, they're, you know, being up and moved out to their home offices if they do have a home office. If not, then they're on tables or benches or on the floor even trying to get their work done. So we're being stressed in all different areas, but we've been pretty lucky here at Gray, Gray, and Gray. Our IT infrastructure is pretty well developed and sound, and we anticipated being able to give users the flexibility to work remote. So a lot of them have been doing it already. So we have systems in place with Citrix for remote access and VPN, and our infrastructure is sound and has enough resources to support all of our users from remote. So we've actually been pretty smooth. We had a few challenges with users getting used to moving and reconnecting in a different way, but most of those kinks have been worked out, and we've been working pretty smoothly now.
Have you had to get more involved with the clients as well?
So some clients have reached out and asked questions and asked for recommendations. Hopefully most of the clients have also done their due diligence ahead of time or engaged their managed service providers if they don't have internal IT themselves to give them some guidance on how to best work remote. Some of the things that we want to make sure that our clients understand is that we're here to help them and that we can engage and help figure out these challenges if they don't have anybody that they can turn to.
Right, right. Are there any industries that seem to be moving faster than others or ones that seem to be moving slower? I don't know if that's fair to ask that question.
Not from my perspective. I mean, if you look at some of the news, you see that, you know, the remote providers right now, like Zoom or GoToMeeting, and these vendors are really ramping up their infrastructures, Microsoft with Teams, because more and more of our clients are leveraging these utilities to be able to work remote and stay connected and stay engaged with their staff and their clients. And we're doing the same thing.
Interesting. How many people do you have now working remote at Gray, Gray, and Gray?
About 135 users are remote right now. Our offices are closed until the governor lifts the ban, but we might have one or two coming into the office to pick up mail or something like that, to scan paper returns, because some of our users still rely on paper. And especially, you know, you'd think that we'd be a paperless society in most cases, but there's still a lot in the CPA and tax preparation world where it's done by paper. So we have to provide those resources in-house to be able to scan those returns. But we are also offering our clients unprecedented opportunities to take advantage of things like Tax Caddy and SafeSend returns, so that they can use their cell phones to scan these documents themselves and send them to us electronically.
Wow. I would also think, I was just thinking, security. Has that been an issue that you've had to address as well?
So I spend a lot of time educating our users on security, and security just because you change your location doesn't really change from the perspective of the IT perspective. So you're going to get spam emails, you're going to get malicious inquiries via phone, via email, or sometimes even I've recently listened to some articles on Zoom. People are leveraging Zoom, and with some of their challenges with security, bad actors have been able to, say, put a link into a Zoom meeting that didn't have a password required and be able to try to drop in on that Zoom meeting. So these technology resources are always released with bugs, no matter what. I mean, we're such a just-in-time society now. Vendors are trying to get their applications out there and in use. So they release them with a certain number of bugs. And those bugs, as the applications are being used, are revealed. And then you get fixes, patches to fix that. So Zoom, I've been very impressed with that company because they've been pretty transparent about saying they do have some challenges like end-to-end encryption and these issues with some of their default settings when you first load the application, like not requiring a password for a meeting. They've fixed a lot of that stuff already, and they continue to put out press releases that they're fixing these issues. But really, if you take into account that that application was meant for a certain set of goals, and then you should use it like that. We're using Zoom right now, and it's great for video conferencing back and forth, but I wouldn't want to put up personal information or sensitive information into a Zoom meeting and share it with you like that. I'd use a different mechanism to do that, a more secure mechanism.
Such as?
You could use a secure portal. Our firm has a secure portal. If you need to send me documentation, I send you a quick link. You upload your document to my secure portal, and that way I have visibility to it. I get a notification. I can pull it into our secure systems and be able to look at that document. I wouldn't just put it up on a screen here. Right. And if I wanted to share a PowerPoint or something like that, then I'd use this tool to do that.
Interesting. If somebody wanted to learn more about how to, you know, handle these technologies, convert their organizations over, because I find everybody's doing business differently, how would they contact you, Bobby, or who would they contact in your firm?
So I'm available. I'm always make myself available for any of our clients or prospective clients to call me. You can reach me on my direct line, which is 781-493-3212. You can reach me at my email. It's bgarrett, 2 R's and 2 T's, at gggcpas.com. So I'm always available and willing to talk to anyone. There are a few things that I just wanted to say about users working at home. If you have sensitive information that's printed or electronic, you want to make sure that you do a few things at home, like have a certain place to work, keep everything organized, stay in touch with your colleagues, your staff, and your clients. Make sure that if you get a spam email or an email that looks legit but is asking you to do something like upload some information or change a password or even transfer funds or whatever, put in some policy in place to make a verbal verification for that. No client is going to be upset if you call them and say, did you really want me to transfer $10,000 to to this account? Because if you do it and you don't call, they are going to be upset if it's not a real request. Because there's no getting that money back. It's going to be gone. So really putting a verification in place, shredding those physical documents if you don't need them anymore, or return them back to the client. Most clients have copies of their information. You can just shred the stuff. But don't leave it unattended. Don't leave your computer system logged in while you go out to lunch or whatever, or go out. Make sure that you're using encryption on your machines at home. If you're not provided a company laptop or whatever to take home, and you're trying to use your own machine at home, want to be careful with that. Use a VPN. Don't use Microsoft remote desktop services and open it up to the internet. That's a huge security risk, and you shouldn't do that.
So there's you got me nervous.
I can help anybody who wants to call me. I can help.
Great. Bobby, I want to thanks for your call in today. We appreciate it. And we know we're going to be hearing from Gray, Gray & Gray almost every week about what's going on with business and how companies are dealing with that and how Gray, Gray & Gray are helping companies to deal with that. Thanks to Rich Hershen, who is, you know, a partner at Gray, Gray & Gray. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Great.
Be safe.
And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.